This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter is agency procedures. It has to do with the directive that's been circulated in connection with the matter in which we're handling statute imperiled cases. Do you have a motion, Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve agenda document number 09-86, which is...
Yes.
I was just thinking that it was past lunchtime.
And just test.
It was just jumping right to the... Let's just get this thing hopping. I move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-86.
Thank you very much. Any comment from the commissioners? Commissioner Barley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We need a vote.
What is the deal?
Maybe we want to debate whether we're going to allow the late submitted document. It's procedurally possible.
It is procedurally possible. I pointed that out once before.
I have contemplated objecting to the minutes once in a while just to keep people on their toes. But
okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes 6-0. Commissioner Bowley.
I was going to abstain on that, but you persuaded me, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you for also putting forward this directive, which I think provides, again, some transparency to what actually is going on in the building. We do have some guidelines and standards for how quickly we move enforcement cases within the building, and I think it's a good idea to make sure that everyone on the outside knows that we do have those procedures, and we are going to accelerate some of those regarding cases that may have some statute of limitations issues. And I think in an important move, we are also going to be providing respondents with a status update in those very rare cases that wind up being considered either in the general counsel's office or perhaps by the commissioners, and someone hasn't heard from us within a year. It seems like a good thing to do to let people know where their case is at. So I will be happy to support this directive, and thank you again for your leadership on putting onto paper in a form that the public can see the things that we do to try to move enforcement cases as quickly and as appropriately as possible.
Thank you. Anything further? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to thank you for putting this on the agenda and for moving this document. The pace of enforcement is an issue that I've been concerned about ever since I got here, and I really think that we have to acknowledge the great strides that our Office of General Counsel has made over the last number of years in improving the pace of enforcement. There were times in the bad old days when people thought, well, you know, we got a 5-year statute of limitation, so that's how long we have to resolve this case, 5 years. And those days are thankfully long behind us. We have the goal of the office is to complete, from the time it comes in the door to the time it goes out the door, to complete processing of the case within 15 months. And that's a goal that they make about three-quarters of the time. So the average now is a little under 14 months, I think, for in the door to out the door. So that's really quite an improvement in the way things have been moving around here, and most of that is due to more efficient management and a lot of new management techniques that the Office of General Counsel has implemented over the last number of years with the support the enthusiastic support, let me say, of really every commissioner that I've worked with. There's been a sort of a united push to address what has been a long-standing issue for the commission, and I think we've really made very great strides. You know, obviously there are always improvements to be made, and there are outlier cases. Sometimes there are cases that are just too complicated to resolve within that period of time, and sometimes, you know, we just miss. And I think one of the advantages of this document is that we're going to put in place these, you know, one-year status reports, which are going to provide some good internal discipline also, because, you know, people aren't going to want to write those letters. They're going to want to finish their case before the one-year mark so that they don't have to write a letter saying, well, this is where it is. It's been sitting here for 12 months. So, you know, on those few cases, the outliers that for because they're too complicated, or for whatever reason they're taking too long, I think this will give us a little bit of an extra incentive to move those cases a little bit quicker, too. So all around, I think these are good policies. We've been having status of enforcement briefings at the table ever since I've been here. And I also compliment the staff on this, that when I first started asking for status of enforcement briefings, it was something that one had to request in order to get, and now these reports come up to us like clockwork on a regular basis, and they just do it for us and show us where we are, and that's important information for the commission to have. So I thank the general counsel. I know Anne-Marie Trezakin, our head of enforcement, is off on a well-deserved vacation right now, but in absentia, I compliment her for all of her hard work, her and her staff, and thank her for those efforts, and I thank the chairman for his efforts, and I will be happy to support this document.
Thank you. Any further comment? Commissioner McGann.
Mr. Chairman. Years ago, a common complaint voiced was so you would occasionally get a ma, and it would fall somewhere within the building, and you wouldn't hear from the commission, and it would just sort of run out the clock, or it would be dismissed as stale under the EPS system, or a variety of those complaints were lodged. I was one of the people who made that complaint and was quoted in an academic piece that had some circulation inside the Beltway and made the newspapers because of some other, I thought, unremarkable things that I said, but others seemed to think that they were rather colorful. But that was one complaint people said. And really, the current general counsel's predecessor, Larry Norton, did a remarkable job in changing that and providing a framework that allowed for cases to move a little bit more consistently. And I think that really helped the credibility of the agency. As someone who used to be part of the outside world, I can speak firsthand that I found it easier to take seriously what the agency would say if I felt things were moving consistently, because you would think, well, if my case is moving fast, what about all the other cases that I know that may not be moving fast, and you feel like you may be singled out, that sort of thing. So it is important that cases move and people know cases are moving so they don't feel that they're being selectively singled out. Since Mr. Norton has left, there's only been improvement under Tommy Duncan. She has taken Larry's model and continued it and improved it in many ways, and like others, want to compliment her on her work on that front. But the reality is some MERS are complicated, some take a long time, some are fact intensive, some people really don't want to settle, and that is when you are going to ensure procedural safeguards so that those accused of wrongdoing are not feeling railroaded and have an opportunity to be heard. I think that probably needs to be balanced on the other side with ensuring that that's not the sort of four corners before the shot clock was put in basketball. I always use sports analogies, and unfortunately not everyone appreciates that, but to me this is somewhat of a balance. There are things I would like to add to this, but again, let's not let the perfect be the enemy of a good first step. And I want to thank the chair for pushing this. It wouldn't have happened but for him. The one point of clarification I think we need to make is some of this is already being done. As Commissioner Weintraub alluded to, the OGC does inform us of what's going on, that sort of thing. So some of this is already happening in some states, but it's not really in a directive. And I think I can confirm, Mr. Gibson, that on his side of the fence, there already are status reports provided, and with respect to audit, RAD, ADR, and the like. Isn't that true?
There are. We have a status drawer that the monthly stats that go around, that these tie in to the stats, ADR, audit, and Office of Administrative Review. The status of all their cases are circulated on and quarterly updated. So
I hope we can keep an open mind once we implement this directive to build on that good work and not necessarily reinvent something that may already be working and just provide more of a unified approach for all divisions within the commission. And I guess as a matter, really, for ADR, there really is no such thing as a statute of limitations issue because you have to toll the statute to get into ADR.
Right. Well, I'm not tolling it, but I think for the most part, most of the cases don't involve RTB either. So
right, that's true as well. So so this is a good first step. There's hopefully when we implement this, we can remain flexible so as to make sure this works in the way it's intended. And that's all, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything further, Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to add that one of your innovations here is the creation of the Case Management Committee, comprised of representatives of the Office of General Counsel, the Alternate Dispute Resolution Office, the Reports Analysis Division, and the Audit Division, to make sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody's working cooperatively to ensure that we don't run into SOL issues, statute of limitations issues. And I think that's a great idea, and it'll be it's always better when the right hand knows what the left hand is doing and when we work together.
Thank you. Any further comment? I did forget to mention earlier MHS Aiken in the guidebook, and I felt bad that I did that because I know that she worked very hard on that, and there was a lot of credit in OGC and working with Tom to draft that, and I think everybody was very proud of the time that went into it, and it was very helpful. I really am pleased with this. I think it's going to it's good for us, too, because it helps make us a little more sensitive to how we need to work to meet the obligations that we have within a sufficient amount of time, and allow staff to take the latitude to modify, what might otherwise be their normal process. And thank you, Mr. Weintraub. I think the Case Management Committee is going to be a nice feature for everybody to actually sit down and talk about where we go what is looming out there, and how do we get from there to probable cause within 6 months before the statute runs, that kind of thing. I also want to thank the commissioners for all the work that went into the guidebook themselves in the very short period of time. Now, they really, Commissioner Weintraub said, "I guarantee you, I'll be ready to vote by December 3rd." And by charge, he did it. And everybody else, came together as they could. And ultimately, by midnight, I think we had 90% of an agreement. And by 10 o'clock, I think we had 99%. And by noon, we had it. Any motion, Commissioner Weintraub?
Chairman, I move approval of Agenda Document 0986, adopting a new Directive 68 on enforcement procedures.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 6-0.